This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Vladimir Putin visited the commander of Russia's operation in Ukraine and other top military brass, according to the Kremlin on Saturday, a meeting that came after Ukraine claimed counteroffensive gains on the southeastern front. This comes also a day after it was announced that the United States had given the nod to allies Denmark and the Netherlands to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. VOA Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze.
I talked to Yuri Ignat, the spokesman of the Air Force Command of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, today, and he was very hopeful and thankful.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea have pledged greater cooperation for security following a historic meeting at the U.S. presidential retreat, Camp David.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who says the three leaders will meet annually. One of their concerns is the growing aggression in the South China Sea by China. Saturday, China launched military drills around Taiwan. Mexico and Southern California bracing for Hurricane Hillary. It's expected to make landfall this weekend. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Hurricane Hillary is expected to create significant rain, possible flash flooding, severe winds, storm surge, dangerous surf, marine conditions, and even possibly tornadoes.
Now, a storm like this has not made landfall in Southern California since 1939. The terrain in this part of Mexico and California isn't built for absorbing a lot of water. There's little topsoil, which results in mudslides when it happens. This is VOA News. Search crews continuing the grim task of searching for the remains of victims of last week's devastating wildfires on Hawaii's island of Maui. They're now getting help from the Pentagon. With more on that, here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
At a press briefing on Maui Friday, U.S. Brigadier General Stephen Logan of Hawaii's Army National Guard, who's leading the Pentagon's efforts to help with the search, said six forensic anthropologists with the Department of Defense's POW/MIA accounting agency are assisting in gathering and identifying human remains.
We're looking at removing all of the decedents from the area. That's kind of the first step. And we want to be able to treat them in a dignified manner and give some closure to the families. Once that's complete, and as many of those have been identified or removed as possible, the next phase is to render the area safe.
The general said any hazardous materials will be recovered and removed. After that, families will be able to return to their properties to collect belongings that are salvageable or have sentimental value. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. military judge has ruled for the first time on Friday that an al-Qaeda bombing suspect's confession cannot be used as evidence because it was derived from torture, potentially setting a new hurdle for September 11th prosecutions. The judge in the Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, U.S. military tribunals said that a confession by the alleged mastermind of the 2000 attack against the USS Cole in Yemen was tainted by years of abuse at the hands of the CIA and FBI. The judge wrote that allowing the admission of the evidence is too high a social cost. According to the International Labor Organization, small and medium-sized businesses count for the majority of enterprises in Nigeria. But as we hear in this report by Gibson Amika, narrated by Amy Katz, most of them fail in 5 years.
According to the International Labor Organization, these businesses contribute 48% of Nigeria's annual gross domestic product. But according to the Small and Medium-Scale Enterprises Development Agency of Nigeria, about four-fifths of these businesses fail before they turn five. Isaac Boti, an Abuja-based economist, blames the situation in part on haphazard government policies.
So we have it on papers that the government has rolled out or rolled out certain programs to help the SMEs. Who is tracking the implementation of that program? To what extent are this program effective?
For Gibson and Mecca in Abuja, Nigeria, Amy Katz, VOA News.
You can read more about this and other stories on our website, voanews.com, and you can also download our apps for your mobile at the Apple and Google stores. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.